Welcome back, friends. I have a clip that I like to share with you that it contains an incredibly important truth. In fact, if we miss this truth, we miss the whole point of our Catholic faith and of life. Now, this clip is taken from a parish mission that I spoke at recently. I'll show you the clip and then I'll have some additional comments at the end.
This is unusual for me because, one, it's my home parish. Two, my family is listening to me. And so they're sitting over there. Many of you have met my wife, Janelle. Some of you maybe haven't, but this is what I would do in another parish when people didn't know about my wife, Janelle. I would say, you know, if you wanted to get to know her, what would you do? Well, for some of you, you may not know that Janelle used to coach women in faith and fitness online. So she has all, you know, this following of people online that follow her with faith and fitness. And I said, if you want to know about her, it'd be very simple. You just have to go to her Facebook page, and there she posts everything, our life, it's all there. You know, you can see, well, in the morning she got up and she worked out, and then she posts about the breakfast that she had, and then she posts about homeschooling with the kids, and then she posts a recipe later on that we're going to have, and then maybe some sort of activity in the evening that we do with the kids, and the recipe in the evening for the supper. And so if you wanted to, you could literally model your life after my wife, Janelle. You just follow the posts. You get up at the same time. You have the same kind of workout. You have the same kind of breakfast, lunch, and dinner. You do the same kind of activities that you might do with your kids or your grandkids. But here's the point. You wouldn't know her. For you to know her, what do you have to do? You got to come to 410 115th Street. Don't come all at once. You got to come up to the door, ring the doorbell, and then there's going to be screaming, someone's here, someone's here, like, quick, put some clothes on. I mean the kids, right? Sorry, Janelle. And then the door opens. Janelle will be standing there. She'll greet you with a smile. She'll bring you into the house. She'll bring you over to the table and set you down and offer you something to eat. It'll be low carb. She'll tend to the needs of the children while engaging you in meaningful conversation. Ladies and gentlemen, I have to tell you, I married up. You'll meet a woman of grace. You're the greatest blessing in my life. You see, my wife is more than a Facebook profile to me. She's my love. Why am I saying this? Because Jesus Christ wants to be more than a Facebook profile to us. He wants us to choose him as our first love, where we just don't know about him, the theology, the morality, a philosophy. No, we're made for relationship with God. Remember, the purpose of our life is to know God. This is not something that has been pulled out of the air that somehow has just been made up. No, God has revealed this to be so through scripture, through tradition, through the teaching magisterium of the church. These three pillars, God has revealed this incredible thing that we can know our Creator. And this relationship, this union satisfies the deepest longing for happiness within the human heart. This is what we are made for. Not simply to know about Jesus, but to know him. And that's beautiful. And this gives meaning to our life. Now, I have to say, there's a great tradition here at Lourdes. I went to university, you know, just down the street. I would pop in here for Mass at that time. So I feel like, you know, I've sort of come full circle. And I know that many of you here are so faithful, and you're the one that should be standing up here doing the talk, not me. But as God has a sense of humor, here I am and there you are. So I know that you know this, but I'm just reminding you of the truth. See, I'm not going to teach you anything new because there is no new truth. I'm just here as a reminder. I think we need to be reminded more than we need to be instructed. Every husband knows this. And it's true about the spiritual life as well. We need to be reminded more than we need to be instructed. So I'm reminding you of the truth. You are made for God. But it's important to get a reminder because we're going to get lies all the time. The world, the flesh, and the devil, are you acquainted with them? The world will say something, the flesh will say something, and the devil will definitely say something. And it's not going to be anything in communion with this. So this is why reminding ourselves of the truth is so important, because it's so easy to our fallen nature to start believing lies.
So the main point of this segment of this talk was that we're made for a relationship with God, a personal relationship. And Pope John Paul II emphasized this point, saying, sometimes even Catholics have lost or never had the chance to experience Christ personally, not as a mere value, but as the living Lord, the way, the truth, and the life, end quote. So Pope John Paul II was just emphasizing what God has revealed, that we're made for a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. We're made to know God. Now, when we use this language, personal relationship with Jesus, I think it's important to distinguish sometimes what this does not mean. Because when we use the word personal in everyday language, sometimes we also use it in the same way we use the word private. For example, you ask me for my bank card number, you know, the PIN number. Well, that's kind of personal. What I mean is, well, that's private. That's not meant to be shared. Someone asks a question about my life, a personal question. Well, I would say that's too personal. It's private. When we talk about a personal relationship with Jesus, though, we don't mean a private relationship with Jesus. And there's a mistake that is made sometimes when we use this language. And so it's not private in two senses. Number one, in how we deepen our relationship with Christ. We need a church. We need a faith community. That means we belong to something with other members. Why do we believe this? Well, Jesus instituted a church. Remember in the Gospels where Jesus says, "You are Peter, upon this rock I will build my church." Jesus gave us a church. Now, why would he give us a church unless he wanted us to belong to it? Why would he give us a church and say, "Oh, you don't need to be a member of it. It's optional." No. We are to be a disciple of Jesus Christ and grow in a personal relationship with Jesus, it requires that we belong to the church that he instituted. So, in this sense, we don't grow in a personal relationship with Jesus Christ privately. We need a church. We need his church, the Catholic Church. We need the sacraments. We need the teaching magisterium of the church. We need this. And so, in that sense, it's not private. Secondly, a personal relationship with Jesus is not private in this sense that we keep it to ourselves. Why? Because Jesus said at the end of Matthew, "Go therefore and make disciples of all nations." So it's the Great Commission. He commissioned the apostles to make disciples of all nations. So this personal relationship with Jesus Christ is not to remain a private thing. In fact, we have to share. So those are two things that I wanted to bring to our attention, because sometimes we can misunderstand this personal relationship with Jesus as though it's a private thing, and it's not. We need a church community to grow in a relationship with Christ. There's no such thing as a Lone Ranger Christian. And number two, this encounter with Jesus that we have needs to be communicated to other people. So in closing, share with me below what stood out to you and why. And lastly, I would encourage you to head over to KenandJanelle.com if you want to get these videos by email. If there's something that's going on in Canada, there's a bill called Bill C-11 that looks like it's going to censor Canadian content. And so our videos may not be very discoverable in the future as soon as this law goes to something called Royal Assent. I'll do another video on it. It is kind of concerning. But in the meantime, if you want to get our videos, want to make sure you get access to all that we're doing, head over to KenandJanelle.com, sign up for our video email list. Emails are sent out every Wednesday. So we'll see you soon. God bless you.